Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jordan. Today, we're diving into Applied Materials' second quarter 2026 earnings. And wow, what a quarter this was.
Before we jump in, I need to mention that this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Absolutely. Now, Alex, Applied Materials just posted some truly impressive numbers. We're talking record revenue of $7.91 billion. That's up 13% sequentially and 11% year over year.
And it gets better. Their non-GAAP earnings per share hit $2.86, up 20% year over year. But Jordan, what really caught my attention was their gross margin crossing 50% for the first time in over 25 years.
That's huge. And CEO Gary Dickerson was pretty clear about what's driving this. It's all about AI. He mentioned that global token generation has increased more than threefold in just the past 3 months. That's an incredible acceleration.
Right. And what's interesting is how AI demand is diversifying. Dickerson talked about agentic AI. These aren't just chatbots responding to queries, but AI systems that can plan, reason, and execute tasks autonomously. This is creating demand for more CPU-intensive computing, plus additional DRAM and NAND memory.
Which plays perfectly into Applied's sweet spot. CFO Bryce Hill said they expect their semiconductor equipment business to grow more than 30% this calendar year. And get this. Their customers are now providing 8-quarter rolling forecasts. That's unprecedented visibility for planning.
That long-term visibility is fascinating. It tells us customers aren't just thinking quarters ahead. They're planning years out. Hill mentioned they're tracking over 100 factory projects globally and added more than 10 just in the last quarter.
And Applied is positioning itself right at the center of the most critical technologies. Dickerson said leading-edge foundry logic, DRAM, and advanced packaging will account for more than 80% of wafer fab equipment spending growth in 2026, with a similar profile expected in 2027.
Let's talk about their new products. They announced two new solutions for gate-all-around transistors, the Trillium ALD system and a Precision PECVD system. These are designed specifically for the complex requirements of AI chips.
The technical details are impressive, but what investors should understand is that these products command premium pricing because they solve critical problems that no one else can. That's how Applied's gross margins have expanded 800 basis points since 2013.
Speaking of growth drivers, their Applied Global Services segment hit record revenue of $1.67 billion, up 17% year over year. Hill raised their long-term AGS growth expectation to mid-teens annually, potentially higher this year.
That's significant because services typically have higher margins and more predictable revenue streams. With over 35,000 chambers now connected to their AI software platform, they're using AI to optimize customer operations and drive higher service revenues.
Now let's talk about the elephant in the room, China. China represented 24% of their semiconductor systems and services revenue. There are ongoing export restrictions, but management seems confident in their guidance despite these headwinds.
The Q&A session revealed some interesting dynamics. When asked about pricing power given the tight equipment market, Dickerson emphasized they typically work on 2 to 3 year pricing contracts per project, so changes happen gradually. But their portfolio is getting more valuable as they launch higher value solutions.
One analyst asked about 2027 outlook, and both executives were bullish. Hill specifically said they expect 2027 to be another strong record year for the industry. That kind of multi-year visibility is rare in this cyclical business.
What I found notable was the discussion about manufacturing capacity. Applied has nearly doubled their manufacturing capacity with expansions in the US, Europe, and a new facility in Singapore. Hill suggested they could potentially double output again from current levels if demand warrants.
The constraint isn't Applied's capacity, it's their supply chain. With over 2,000 direct suppliers and complex components, that 8-quarter customer visibility is crucial for getting suppliers to invest in their own capacity expansions.
Let's talk about their EPIC initiative. This is their new collaboration platform launching this fall. They've got major customers like TSMC, Samsung, and Micron as founding partners, plus universities like Stanford and ASU.
This isn't just a research center, it's a strategic move to get deeper integration with customers' multi-generational roadmaps. When you're co-developing technologies 3 to 5 years out, you're more likely to win those design wins when products launch.
For third-quarter guidance, they're projecting revenue of $8.95 billion, up nearly 23% year-over-year, with EPS of $3.36, up 36% year-over-year. Those are strong growth numbers for a company this size.
Looking at the bigger picture, Applied is benefiting from a perfect storm: AI driving massive compute demand, and that demand concentrated in exactly the technologies where Applied is strongest. Plus, they're gaining market share in key areas like conductor etch.
The risk factors include supply chain constraints, potential broader China restrictions, and the cyclical nature of semiconductor equipment. But right now, the secular AI trend seems to be overriding typical cyclical patterns.
One thing that stood out was management's confidence about 2028 and even 2030. Dickerson mentioned a customer conversation where they were worried about supply availability all the way to 2030. That suggests this AI build-out has much longer legs than typical tech cycles.
From a valuation perspective, Applied trades at reasonable multiples despite this growth outlook. If they can execute on this multi-year opportunity while expanding margins, there's significant potential upside.
The dividend increase to 15% also shows management's confidence in cash generation. They returned $765 million to shareholders this quarter through dividends and buybacks.
Before we wrap up, I want to emphasize that everything we've discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
Applied Materials seems positioned for a multi-year growth cycle driven by AI infrastructure build-out. With record margins, strong customer visibility, and leadership positions in the fastest-growing segments, they're executing well in this environment.
We'll be watching their EPIC Center launch, supply chain execution, and how they navigate geopolitical headwinds while capitalizing on this AI opportunity.
That's a wrap on today's Beta Finch earnings breakdown. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Until next time, keep those portfolios diversified.
That's all for today's earnings analysis. If you found this helpful, consider supporting Beta Finch on Patreon. Your support helps us upgrade our voices, cover more companies, and keep this show running. Visit patreon.com/betafinch to learn more. Thanks for listening.